Dark night, forced nine with blinding snow. So many souls went into that weather, not knowing the danger. Would they come back together when the wind blows out of the north? Those lost souls crying to be saved can be heard if you are in the know. The start comes from history, maybe not so much from fact. The rest is fact. I was there. Captain Davis of the Estabeth, the first ship on the scene. The Princess Sophia left Skagway. Captain Locke was on the bridge. 3 hours late, not to be exact. Entered the Lynn Canal at full speed, trying hard to make up for the delay. They ran into blinding snow. It's the rest I really know. A dark night, Force Nine with blinding snow. So many souls went into that weather, not knowing the danger. Would they come back together when the wind blows out of the north? Those lost souls crying to be saved can be heard if you are in the know. Known danger in the Lynn Canal was the Vanderbilt Reef, 7 miles long and not lit at night. Alongside 2 miles of safe waters, Sophia was already 1 mile off course. Currents pulling her towards the reef. Danger was all around, yet Captain Locke continued at full speed. Blinding snow, blind as the captain to the dangers. High tide to low tide, here at least 20 feet important to know. High tide, the reef was hidden. Low tide, it was fully exposed. A dark night, Force Nine with blinding snow. So many souls went into that weather, not knowing the danger. Would they come back together when the wind blows out of the north? Those lost souls crying to be saved can be heard if you are in the know. It was the 24th, it was 2 in the morning. It was then the Sophia hit the reef. The distress call went out, radio operator's name David Robinson. Boats both small and large prepared to sail. Weather was changing, no longer a gale and no longer a Force Nine, now a Force 12. I was first on the scene in the Estabeth. A dark night, Force Nine with blinding snow. So many souls went into that weather, not knowing the danger. Would they come back together when the wind blows out of the north? Those are lost souls crying to be saved can be heard if you are in the know. Many ships arrived ready to help. Weather so bad, any rescue was not to be. Patrol vessels, Cedar set sail for the scene. Captain Locke told all ships, 18 in all, told them no safe rescue was possible that night. To find a safe harbor and return the next day. At 1 o'clock in the morning of the 25th, the last big ship was forced to safe haven. A dark night, Force Nine with blinding snow. So many souls went into that weather, not knowing the danger. Would they come back together when the wind blows out of the north? Those lost souls crying to be saved can be heard if you are in the know. That night the tide was very high. It afloated the Sophia, though still held by the bow. The rest of the hull was still unscathed. The wind and the waves dragged Sophia across the reef, ripping large holes in her hull. For God's sake, 43 souls lost. A dark night, Force 9 with blinding snow. So many souls went into that weather, not knowing the danger. Would they come back together when the wind blows out of the north? Those lost souls crying to be saved can be heard if you are in the know. One survivor who managed to swim ashore, an English setter called Tommy, that was all. In the dark and the storm, 343 souls.